www.sportsradio.com. Buckle up and welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hannon. Steve Bakken is here.
Hola.
It's a Wednesday edition of the program. Hola, was it a little Hawaiian? You got your luau on? That's your luau.
We should go to Waikiki. That'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, not bad.
Trip to Hawaii.
Pearl Harbor there. A little history.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Exactly. Today on the program, Senator John Hovind is going to pinch hit for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Actually, Kevin is in Israel. He joins us normally Wednesday on the program for something we call the Talk Radio Town Hall, where he comes on the radio and just takes your questions or comments on anything, and a lot of folks enjoy that. Senator Hovind is doing a couple of farm bill forums today, but is going to join us at a little different time. He'll be actually be here later this hour and then join us into the next hour as well. Any questions, any comments, it's a great time to interact with your member of Congress, so we appreciate him joining us for that today. Also, the superintendent of Grand Forks Public Schools, Larry Nyblad, will be here. Some concern that despite the legislature's work this past session to lower property taxes, that schools are actually saying, hey, enrollment's up, sorry, we have to hike property taxes, even though we're getting more. And Grand Forks is in that position. We'll ask why and welcome your questions or comments on it. You know, before the program, generally, you know, sometime mid-afternoon, early evening, we post a number of different show topics on our Facebook page just to find out what is on your mind, because that's the name of the program. We want to know, and obviously we give you a chance to call us and tell us that 800-228-0550. And so a couple of these of subjects we've got up on the Facebook page. For instance, the situation with the Grand Forks Public Schools asking with the schools looking to raise property taxes and more schools looking to do the same across the state despite getting property tax relief from the legislature. You know, is it going to be another measure two? Is it a failure of the legislature to put enough controls on local spending? Some of those questions, right? That question is up. And by the way, this discussion is starting in Dickinson as well. Bismarck started it. It's been budgets are being decided right now for 2014, so it's an important time to pay attention to all this. We have a comment and a post up about first-time drug offenders. North Dakota's U.S. Attorney Tim Purdon has agreed with the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder that it's time to reduce mandatory minimum sentences because the jails are too full. We have a question up about anti-Fargo sentiment building across the state of North Dakota regarding the diversion and the diversion authority ramming the diversion down the rest of the state's throats. By the way, do you think that's what's happening, Steve? Is Fargo being sort of the big bully here, saying this is the way it's going to be, and sorry, rest of the state?
Fargo's not being very North Dakotan, is what they're doing. They're trying to shove their solution into everybody else's lap. And what you got to remember is, in 2017, Cass County's out of water for growth, so they're going to look west, just like everybody else looks to the Missouri River. Do we have it out west with the economic impact and the growth that's going out west? No, we don't. We've got very limited water resources. We need to guard that very well. You've also got communities such as Denver, Colorado, that look to the Missouri River for water. So, you know, the Missouri River's on everybody's map for a water source, including Fargo, the Denvers, and other arid places. Now, what we're looking at in Fargo is an attitude that we don't care about everybody else. And by everybody else, I mean downstream in the Red River Valley. Most people can see through that the transparency of a diversion is about a land grab. It's about room to grow for the community of Fargo because they're out of room unless they move the airport. But that diversion is going to turn around and bite all the communities downstream on the Red that shouldn't have to worry about flooding issues ever again. Pembina's dealt with their flooding issues because they had the tragedy in 97. Drayton's dealt with their flooding issues. Oslo's dealt with their flooding issues. Grand Forks and East Grand Forks dealt with their flooding issues. How many billions of dollars are going to have to be respent on those communities if a diversion goes through Fargo. A diversion, I don't think, is the answer. Does anybody in the state of North Dakota want to see Fargo flood? Absolutely not. But Fargo's not being very neighborly when it comes to its neighbors downstream in the rest of the state, or they're even to their neighbors upstream, where they want to shove holding ponds in areas that water, it hasn't flooded before. You can't shove water uphill, but that's what they want to do.
Well, I'd love to know if other folks feel that way. That seems to be a growing sentiment. It's one of the questions we ask. But guess what question out of all the of the newsy topics we've just discussed here is receiving the overwhelming amount of discussion on our Facebook page?
I bet everybody loves a clown.
We mentioned this story briefly earlier in the week, and it is amazing to me that this is getting the attention that it is. But a Missouri State Fair rodeo clown who telling a joke that has been told for forever, but inserted President Obama's name and included President Obama in his act. You said this best, Steve. I mean, he used a line. It got some attention, so he just kept doubling down on the line, right? I mean,
he's a comedian. He's a rodeo clown. He's a comedian. He's playing the crowd. If he gets a response from the crowd, you keep going down that road until you play those jokes out. Well, he kept going down that road, and those jokes kept getting better, and the crowd kept having a bigger and better response, so he kept going down that road. What's wrong with that? That's comedy.
Now, listen to some of the headlines this story has provoked. NAACP, Department of Justice, Secret Service should investigate rodeo clown. Missouri rodeo cowboy official resigns amid Obama masked clown furor. Another one, rodeo fans and conservatives defend skit mocking Obama, and rodeo clowns been asked to take sensitivity training. They banned him for life.
He's a comedian.
He's been banned for life. Byron York, who's a conservative columnist, writes for the Washington Examiner, wrote a story comparing other incidents to this one. And one of them he mentioned was Earl Pomeroy, the former Democratic congressman from North Dakota. I'd forgotten about this story, but back in 2007, there was a bit of an uproar in the state over a YouTube video where Earl Pomeroy was caught conversing with somebody outside Capitol Hill, and he talked about George W. Bush being a clown. He called him a clown. And Earl later apologized for it, said I shouldn't have done it. And I remember talking about it with him on the air. And, you know, he was embarrassed about it and said, look, I shouldn't have done it. Byron York's point was he wasn't banned for life from Congress. I mean, he called the president of the United States a clown. Now a clown is mocking the president.
And, banning this clown for life from the Missouri State Fair, maybe they should look at that a little closer. Everybody that was in that arena laughing at those jokes, maybe they should be banned for life. They shouldn't be allowed to attend the state fair anymore. They were laughing at those jokes. The clown was making more jokes because of their reaction to those jokes. So maybe instead of pointing the finger at the clown, all those people that were in that arena cheering and clapping and laughing should be banned from the Missouri State Fair. They should get every one of those names and not let them back to the Missouri State Fair.
Does the punishment fit the crime? Anyway, obviously it's on your mind because it's a hot topic on our Facebook page. We welcome your calls, questions, and comments, whether it's, Fargo wanting some certainty. And I think that's what's going on with Fargo. I just defend Fargo only to say Fargo just wants a solution. And this one has risen to the top, and they want it. I don't think it's being a big bully. I don't think it's being, hey, screw everybody else. I think it's just tiring of battles year to year to year. But anyway, we'll see if others agree. Or the clown, anything else on your mind. John in Grand Forks, first to go at 800-228-0550. John, are clowns on your mind?
Well, let's forget the serious stuff because I kind of feel, in my opinion, I know how all that's going to have to work out. So let's go to the clown, which is probably indicative of society and the bigger problems. Okay, you got Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Clinton, and Bush. Every one of them had masks and silly masks and so on. So I don't think there'd be enough Obama masks to catch up with those guys. But, how silly and bizarre. I mean, come on. You know, that's power. You know, I got 2 points. Okay. So the ACLU wants all this stuff investigated. Well, let's see. Now, if we didn't draw a cartoon or make a movie or make a funny comment about the Middle East, All of a sudden, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, everybody, whoever did this, they're on their hit list. Let's see, is there anything really totally different other than trying to kill the poor clown? No. And the second point I was going to make, I bet those cowboys that ride those bulls, let's say this guy is really the best clown to get the bull away from the cowboys. I bet they're pretty upset. Like, man, I want the best person out there when I'm riding this wild bull. So,
John, I couldn't agree with you more. Maybe we should ban everybody in that arena. Maybe we should just ban clowns in general. Ban comedians. Anybody that makes a political joke, censor them. Shut them up. John in Grand Forks, thank you much. When we come back from the break, Ron in Mandan. It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 13, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,329. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,377.11, $688.56 for a half ounce, or $344.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,377.11, $688.56, and $344.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Our thanks to the North Dakota Petroleum Council, a sponsor of What's on Your Mind, North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. By the way, I talked to a gentleman the other day, an advertiser on this program, who said he's never had response to anything like what he's getting from advertising on What's on Your Mind. So, we appreciate hearing that and thank the advertisers that helped make this program possible. They make it go. Here's our telephone number. 800-228-0550. And Steve mentioned before the break that Ron and Mandan was next to go. So let's get to Ron at Mandan and ask what's on your mind. Hey, Ron.
Hello?
Hi, Ron. Go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about the clown. I guess I'd like to see all of us Americans keep the executive office looking presidential. But on the flip side, maybe we could get that rodeo clown up here for the Mandan Rodeo.
You think he'd be a big hit up here, would you?
Extending invitation to him.
There's already a Facebook page supporting him, as a matter of fact, that I forget how many thousands of likes it already has, but I read a story that they have a Facebook page in support of this guy. So
I have a feeling he's not going to have a shortage of work.
He lost a little work in Missouri, but you think he'll pick it up other places?
Yeah, no publicity is bad.
Thanks for the phone call, Ron. Let's go to Lloyd and Botineau. What's on your mind today, Lloyd?
Let's face it. You pretty much can't say anything nowadays without making somebody mad. You know, they had that Cheerios commercial on. There was a big controversy. Or they showed an interracial couple there and the kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't. They took it off the air for a while because a bunch of people were making a stink about it. Now, what kind of person, you know, actually complains about a commercial like that?
You know, people. Is it a question of we've gotten so desensitized by social media and so much that's out there? We just need to get a thicker skin. Is that the case, Lloyd?
No, I think a lot of people do or say worse stuff than these other people do. It's just I think that they're being hypocrites, basically, because, you know, we all do dumb things and say stupid things. But, I mean, everybody's just flying off the handle about everything. You know, you see it all the time on television. You can't say one little thing without it being taken out of context or, you know, or a group of people really bashing you.
The overwhelming amount of the comments on the Facebook pages relate to a double standard. Tim, for instance, says the networks ran video clips of Bush as Hitler masks and didn't even stop to ask a question. Fair game, it said, free speech. A lot of folks see it as, okay, you know, we're super sensitive to any potential criticism directed at Barack Obama, but the same was not true for George W. Bush. As I mentioned earlier, Earl Pomeroy, a member of Congress on tape, calling George W. Bush a clown, you know, was a one-day story and went away. The Department of Justice and Secret Service were asked to investigate by the, you know, the NAACP. Do you think the double standard is an issue here too, Lloyd?
Yeah, I guess. It just seems like everybody's going nuts, it seems like, you know. It just seems to be getting worse and worse.
Is it political correctness? Is it?
Well, it's almost like entertainment, you know, really. You know, I don't know. It seems like just a, like I said, just it's for entertainment purposes only, I think. I don't know.
You mean the outrage is for entertainment purposes?
Well, just the idea that, you know, people will say these comments knowing what they're going to get back out of it, you know. It's almost like they're rocking a boat on purpose, too, some of them.
So you think the clown he's getting the intended desire here, or you think he stumbled into, like Steve said, sort of just a joke that was well-received by the crowd, so he kept doubling down?
I don't know. I guess, if he's a comedian, he's going to say things like that. It's for entertainment, you know. It's not for everybody to sit there and, you know, make a big deal, a big thing about it, you know.
That's what I can't get over. It's a rodeo clown. And the guy,
I just want to know.
I mean,
he's a clown, for God's sakes. What's the definition of a clown? You know?
I just want to know what's going to be investigated. What is the NCAA?
Hey, you know what?
One investigator, NCAACP. What do they want investigated? There were no racial slurs in this. There were no race issues in this whatsoever. He was making fun of a president.
Well,
I think people have been doing that for a long time.
Some people.
Probably somebody that knows somebody or something, doing somebody a favor. I don't know.
What is there to be investigated?
Well, some people are suggesting. Well, some people are suggesting that, you know, it was the idea of a clown prompting a bull to mow over Obama. See, he's got the clown face and the bull's coming after him. That somehow you're suggesting that you want the president stampeded by some bull. You really got to go for a stretch here. But Lloyd, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Speaking of hypocritical, it seems a little crazy we're talking about this, but this is what people are, you know, interested in. Let's go to Matt in Bismarck. Matt, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. You know, to me, it's really pathetic that someone can't make a joke about the president anymore. Or, you know, it's not pathetic. It's actually pretty scary. You know, these people, they work for us. And if we want to say something, as long as it's not a threat or, like you said, racially motivated, you know, just making fun and having a good time at the expense of the clown that's in the Oval Office, you know, there's really nothing wrong with it. But the fact that this is getting blown up the way it is, I think it speaks volumes of the status that we're at in our country. You know, we might as well face it. We live in a dictatorship. It's not one person. We live under a dictatorship of 536 people in Washington, D.C. It's a collective dictatorship. We're told what we can do, what we can't do, what, you know, we're told everything. And you know, it's the polar opposite of what our country's meant to be. You know, we're the ones that are supposed to be in charge. And it's just, it's another thing that you can't speak out against Obama, because if you do, you're labeled something. And now they're just grasping at straws. It's, you know, and I think that if a clown's not allowed to say what he wants to say, then we should make that precedent to shut the clown in the Oval Office up.
Matt, thanks for your point and letting us know what's on your mind. Let's go to John and Ray. What is on your mind today, my friend?
Well, I just wanted to talk about this, and you asked if it's a double standard. Of course it's a double standard. I don't know how many times I was heard George W. Bush referred to as Hitler and a Nazi and stuff like that. And even when Reagan was in there, you know, you had the Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, call him an amiable dunce. So, of course, it's a double standard. It's a double standard because, first of all, he's a Democrat, Obama, and second of all, because he's black. So if they can intimidate people to shut up, that's the way they win the argument, because they can't compete with ideas. Their modus operandi is intimidation.
John, appreciate the call. A little common sense from Ray, North Dakota. By golly, we appreciate it very much. The fallout from the Missouri Rodeo Clown's mockery of President Obama continues. Now all clowns are forced to undergo sensitivity training. A little overreaction there, you think? Let us know. More on What's on Your Mind coming.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook or Twitter accounts by going to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. Around the region, temperature-wise, 60 in Bismarck, Mandan this hour, Williston 64, Dickinson 62, Minot 62, Garrison 59, in Jamestown at 60, Devil's Lake 65, Grand Forks 64, and Fargo 60 this hour. Billings, Montana 58, Miles City 64. Down in Mobridge, they're at 69. Lemon, South Dakota 60. In Sioux Falls, it is 61 this hour. Some showers creeping through along the Missouri down in South Dakota. Some showers creeping into western North Dakota and up around Minot this hour, dissipating as we speak. What is on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Is this a much to do about nothing? A simple little rodeo clown getting all this publicity, all this press, just for making jokes, which is what he's paid to do, and following the crowd, because I will guarantee you he was following the lead of the crowd on where those jokes were taking him.
I think this is called the dog days of summer, right? We don't want to talk about the important issues. We're tired of the blah blah blah. We need to. This is just one of those sort of, you know, kind of water cooler coffee talk conversation. Can you believe they banned a rodeo clown for life? We now have a Facebook page trying to get him his job back. Another question we're dealing with today is the sentiment being expressed outside of specifically Fargo-Moorhead, rest of North Dakota, including at a meeting just this week in Christine, North Dakota, that the city of Fargo and the Diversion Authority are ramming the diversion down the rest of the state's throat. So we ask those of you outside of Fargo, do you agree? Is that charge unfounded? Is this Fargo jealousy, or is it spot on? Here's some of the comments from the listeners. Ryan says, this statement just hasn't been this week. Those of us outside of Fargo have been saying this for 4 years. We're tired of having Imperial Fargo try to shove this down our throats. Sacrifice the southeast part of the county just so Fargo can have future development land that's not in the floodplain. Sonny rebuts, saying, yeah, I guess it makes more sense for a city of 100,000 to flood a quarter of the state's income down the drain. Yeah, no flood protection needed. Morons. Now, I think we need some sensitivity training there when Sonny's throwing around the... Should we start that? Sonny... Come on now. By the way, he wasn't the...
He might wind up like the rodeo clown, Sonny.
Yeah. Curtis says, hey, go drive out into Minnesota, North Dakota, or South Dakota. All the farmers who can't afford to tile their land or create diversions are doing it. They dike their homes. Rural communities dike up. New homes are built higher. Cities south of Fargo, like Wahpeton and Breck, are diked and diverted. The easiest route, in my opinion, would have been building diversion into the Minnesota side. But no, in my opinion, anyone on the Minnesota side needs to shut their pie trap. Shut up. Don't care what happens to you, North Dakota. Go south to the farmland. Ask the farmers to hold their water back in the spring. They won't. Don't forget to go out of the valley to Ransom, Sargent Counties. Then let's cry with everyone, not just Fargo and Cass County. Robert's throwing the M-word around. Robert says, did not the Fargo morons build a school in the floodplain just a couple of years ago? No doubt they're trying to ram it through and ruin some 30,000 acres of the best farmland in the world. Word I have heard is it makes more sense to go on to the Minnesota side, a lay of the land cheaper, etc. However, the powers to be are pushing to get all of the land on the east side of the diversion to expand the city. Oh, yeah, and keep building in the floodplain. So there's some fighting words for you, Steve.
Gospel. It's so transparent to those that aren't within the picture. I mean, I just sold a house in Fargo. It's south of Fargo, actually. I was in that floodplain. I got rid of that house. Should that house ever have been built there? Probably not. I was on the dry side of a temporary dike the county would put up all the time. So I was high and dry. My neighbors across the road, they put up freeboard, battle the flood every year when there was a flood issue, but they were on the wrong side of that temporary dike even. There was nothing they could do. They lived there because they wanted to live there. So be it. New housing shouldn't be built down there, just plain and simple, flat out. Or you need to look at some other alternatives than putting a diversion in, because you're looking at lack of water in the summer, too much water in the spring. Well, one solution will solve that. You can get around that. You're also looking at a downtown that doesn't want to go a route like a Grand Forks and East Grand Forks did, putting up the flood walls, because it might detract from downtown. There's other solutions out there than a diversion that's going to screw all those farmers, all those little communities to the south, and exacerbate a flooding issue downstream to the north, just so Fargo can have their cake and eat it too. Nobody wants Fargo to flood. Everybody wants Fargo to be protected, but there's a better way than the way Fargo wants to do it. Fargo wants to do it so that they can have room to grow. They want to have all this extra land so that they can develop it. Where your location is and the logistics of the situation for Fargo, you can't have all of those scenarios. It's just not going to work. So you protect your city, you protect your people, and at a certain point, you either look at moving the airport if you want to grow and grow to the north, or you're done growing as a city. Or you start building high-rises and growing up.
Our telephone number to tell us what's on your mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your emails are always welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of these topics are lighting up on our Facebook page. You can get there easily as well from whatsonyourmindradio.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. We'd love it if you do that. Senator John Hoeven will be here for a talk radio town hall a little later on this hour and into next. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him. Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's normally here on Wednesdays for the talk radio town hall, traveling with a congressional delegation in Israel. It'll be fun to get the travel log from Kevin next week, but Congressman Cramer's Senator Hoeven's in Congressman Cramer's place today, so any and all questions you have for the senator, he'll be joining us a little later on this hour. Get those questions in. We welcome those at 800-228-0550. Next hour, we're going to tackle the topic of your property taxes and specifically what the schools are doing across the state. Bismarck, Dickinson, and other schools have been wrestling with this issue. The 2014 budgets are being decided right now. Grand Forks recently said, hey, property taxes are going to go up. Not as much as they would without the state help, but more than if we just applied all that relief that's coming from the state because enrollment is up. So we're going to look at what Grand Forks is doing. That's raised the attention of a lot of folks, not only in Grand Forks, but around the state to say, see, this is why we need more restraints on local spending. Otherwise, despite the fact relief comes from the state legislature, our property taxes still go up. We'll deal with that with Larry Nyblad next hour, and of course, welcome your input as well as we always do. 800-228-0550. Let's see. Via email, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Wendy says, if you take yesterday's story of a child praying to Obama, then it's easy to understand that the clown's offense was religious bigotry. Yeah, no kidding. That was a head scratcher. Dan and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Calling to ask Senator Hovind when he comes on, what he's planning on doing to try to get the farm bill passed between the Senate, House, and the Senate. Now that he's going to be part of that delegation that's going to be working on that process.
Yeah, the Senate has appointed their conferees, which means the group of folks that get around and iron out the differences between the two versions. The House is not. Congressman Kramer told us that the reason they have it is because they want to work on the food stamp side of it, which they'll do when they come back early in September. But we'll ask Senator Hovind. It's a popular topic for him. How to make sure that's done before the deadline. And anything specific you want us to ask him about his work on the conference side?
Well, basically, I wanted to see what he's going to do to try to put the two parties, the House and the Senate, together so that they can get this passed, so that the Farm Bill gets passed before it expires.
All right.
It's so important to our farmers here in North Dakota and around the nation. Well, I just thought I'd like to hear what he's got to say about it.
We'll do. We'll add it
Dan,
to the list.
We'll write that down. We'll write that down, and that'll be one of the first questions we ask. And thanks for the call, Diane. Let's go to Greg in Williston. What's on your mind today, Greg?
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, to me, it's a good idea to divert the water from the Red River to the Missouri. That's a great idea because you guys are flooding over there every year, and from what I've seen of the Missouri, I've crossed it over there by Council Bluffs, Nebraska, and there's no water left after you get down there. There's nothing in that channel. You could divert a lot of water from the Red River to the Missouri. That's a great idea.
Well, that's not what the diversion plan is. They're going to loop it around Fargo so that they can run the water past, the flood water past, and run it up north quicker. You might be onto something, though, because one of the things we're running into when it comes to water issues is downstream concerns for barge traffic. I think Minot currently is in a lawsuit for a water project that they were working on, and they're getting sued both by the Canadians and by the state of Missouri, because Missouri is worried about their barge traffic on the Mississippi and taking water out of the Missouri.
Yeah, but you can't put a dam around Fargo because it's too flat. So the only thing you can do is divert it.
What about a reservoir? They're out of water by the end of the summer or the fall. They're out of water for growth. Doesn't that solve two problems and you're only spending the money once?
Well, that would be a great idea if they could, but the trouble with that area is so flat, it would flood everything. I don't think if they could do it, they would do it, but it would flood everything.
Greg, appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Greg and Williston checking in today, and on our What's on Your Mind Facebook page, Todd says, I'd say until Minnesota pays its share, the diversion hold off. I think Fargo is putting the cart before the horse.
Well, Minnesota just stepped up, though, Scott. Minnesota just stepped up, or Moorhead just stepped up. And said, I believe it was $30 million in a diversion fund. It was a fund that was going to study the diversion. Well, Fargo wanted another $30 million in that fund, and a lot of that was coming from Moorhead. Moorhead said, no, you're on your own on this one. Basically, all that was a lobbying fund from everything I could look at, from all the numbers I could see. They weren't studying anything. They were lobbying.
800-228-0550 is our telephone number. By the way, when we come back, we have kind of a short segment, our shortest segment of the hour. So if you do have a question or comment for Senator John Hovind and our talk radio town hall, dial that phone up right now. Get yourself in line, and we'll certainly ask the question from the Minot caller, Dan, to start. But welcome yours as well at 800-228-0550, the talk radio town hall, Senator John Hovind next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity.
products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them, and it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to FlagFamily.com. FlagFamily.com. Longevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer, who usually joins us at the 10 o'clock hour for your word from Washington, our little radio town hall, not with us today. He is off in Israel at the moment, and kind of looking forward to an update of his travels, that travel log coming up next week when we have him back on the program. But joining us now is Senator John Hoeven in his stead. Senator, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you. Thanks, Steve.
You are in recess right now, but you're kind of busy. You're not really taking some vacation time. You've been traveling around the state. One of the things that you were doing was taking the Interior Secretary around. What was the purpose of that visit?
Yeah, I wanted to get her out out to North Dakota to see how to do energy development. I mean, North Dakota is leading the way forward for this country in energy development. We're doing it the right way. And what I'm trying to do is get a states first, all of the above energy plan for our country so that other states can do the kind of thing that we're doing here in North Dakota. Now, they would develop different energy resources, but all have different strengths and weaknesses. And the key is that we empower the states to develop energy the way North Dakota's doing it with our Empower ND energy plan, rather than have a big federal one-size-fits-all approach and too much regulation. And so my whole idea was to get her out here and show her what we're doing, how it's good for the economy, creating energy, job creation, national security, all these things, and say, hey, this is the right approach, and convince her to help us in that effort.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for Senator Hovind today, he is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. So any questions, any comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. We had Dan in Minot who couldn't wait. He called in a little earlier, but he said, do us a favor, ask Senator Hovind about what he plans to do to make sure that the Farm Bill is reauthorized before the expiration at the end of September. Mentioned, obviously, that you're on the conference committee. The House yet to appoint conferees, but give us an update on what you'll do to make sure that conference committee actually happens.
Well, I appreciate Dan calling in, and it's such an important subject, getting the Farm Bill reauthorized on a long-term basis, five-year Farm Bill. And it's not just about our farmers and ranchers. But look, good farm policy benefits every single American, highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world, thanks to our farmers and ranchers. And that good farm policy is vital for every American. And think of what all Americans save by having the lowest cost food supply in the world. So the key here is that we get a compromise on a good farm bill. The next thing that has to happen is the House has to come to conference with us. As you said, I will be a conferee. I believe what's going to happen is when we get back into session, beginning of September, the House will have a vote on their plan for food stamp reforms. Indication is they'll do that right away. They need to so that then they can name their conferees. Regardless of how, you know, what they decide to do in the House on food stamps, we can go to conference because they have passed an actual farm bill. So we need to get into conference. We need to work on compromise language and get that report back for a final vote in both the Senate and the House before the end of September when the current farm bill expires.
Well, let's go to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you have a question for Senator John Hovind. Mark in Grand Forks, what is on your mind? What's your question for the senator today?
Yeah, the Senator Inhofe is the ranking member of the Senate Public Works and Environment Committee, and when EPA in 2009 enacted the endangerment ruling regarding CO2 emissions. He made a YouTube video condemning that ruling, citing a number of credible sources, and he himself said they're, quote-unquote, cooking the science, and as I said, provided a number of sources which demonstrate that the data used for that finding is fraudulent. He said that the then EPA Director Lisa Jackson had admitted in an open session to using the fraudulent data to make this endangerment finding. And based on that finding, in 2012, last year, March 27th, EPA passed a cap on CO2 emissions from coal plants, which eliminates the possibility of us building another new coal plant because they cannot meet those CO2 emission requirements set by the EPA. So when you say that we have an all-of-the-above energy policy, to me, that's just a blatant lie, because if you can't build a new coal plant, and coal is our most abundant and least expensive energy source in this country, then it's not an all-of-the-above policy.
All right, let's let the senator in quickly. We're up against the clock here, about a half a minute for your answer before our break, Senator.
Well, he's right. The administration talks about an all-of-the-above policy. They talk about it, but they don't practice it. They aren't doing it. They are putting regulations in place, as the caller identified, that prevent us from building any new coal plants and even make it very difficult to adopt these new technologies that would actually provide better environmental stewardship. So his point is that the administration is saying all the above, not doing it, and that's right.
Senator, do we have an energy policy? That's the question I want to come back to after the top of the hour. Your questions, your comments for Senator John Hoeven, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.